Today is September 1st.
What is happening this evening? The time is approximately 20 minutes to 2. We're headed down Jefferson Street, headed east. We had D.B. Todd Boulevard at Jefferson Street in the vicinity of Fisk University. What I intend to do is drive Mr. William down to 12th Avenue North at Jackson Street, covering, I would say, the 1000 block, the 800 block, and the 700 block of 12th Avenue North, west of Interstate. This is the area that I grew up in during the early 30s, 40s, and 50s. I would say up until the interstate came through this area. I think it was in 1968. And as a result of this, we had to move. My family at this time moved to South Nashville in the Primrose area of South Nashville in and around Belmont College. So if you bear with me, I'll be able to carry you a little further once I'm at the point of 1008 12th Avenue North. This is the original address of Jesse Van Roy. So bear with me a few minutes and I'll be right with you. Thank you.
Mr. Van Roy, were your parents originally from Nashville?
No, they were not. My mother was from Sparta, Tennessee, which is White County. And my father, my father was from Mason County, but my mother was from White County. We are now entering 12th Avenue North at Jefferson Street. Here again, I am on 12th Avenue North, the 1000 block. The first street I approach here is Harry Boulevard. I'll just stop right here and talk a few minutes as we sit outside what I call is the old Seventh-day Adventist church and school. This is where my sister attended school during her early childhood. Also in this area, there were houses on both sides of the street, extending from here to Herman Street. As you can see, there are no houses left at this time. The interstate taking over one side, and there are only about 5 houses left within this 4-block area. People living in this area at that time, as I look to my left on the even side numbers of the street, there was a grocery store which was called H.G. Hill's. As I look, as much as I can remember, there was a Dr. O.L. Hambrick, who was the doctor that brought me into this earth. Mm-hmm. Where I was born at Meharry through Dr. O.L. Hambrick, that is. And then there was another fellow by the name of Webster. He was a railroad man. He was in and out of town. And as I looked across the street, there was the residence of Mr. Hamilton, which is on the alley. That house no longer exists. And as I walked towards Phillips Street, I began to see numerous of vacant lots in the interstate only, where there at one time were houses with people living.
So this area to the right here, there were houses all up in here?
Houses were up in there. There was the addresses being about 1017, 1018, 1019. This solid block now was with housing. As I look over on this side, there was housing also. There was a Osborne family. There was a Marshall Blackwell family. I look over on the same side of the street, and just looking east, there was the Courtney family and the Reese family, and the very telephone pole sitting here just off of the end of Phillips Street was the Fanroy family.
So and this is where your house was at?
Yeah, the house was located right where that brown telephone pole is sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And below that was the Broomfield. There was a Dr. Broomfield. He taught at Fisk University. And also there was a, used to be a truant officer by the name of Moore. There was the Moore family that lived there also. And next to that was later years, Jed T. Smith, the barber
mm-hmm.
on Jefferson Street. His family had moved in because I had, since that time I had left home and was living in College Hill after I got out of the service. Mm-hmm. Now, across on this side, they have since built apartments. These apartments was family-owned houses. That was the Gillum family. That was Mrs. Moore, the Moore family. And that was the Davis family. And so they'll carry me as far as Jackson Street. Now Jackson Street right here on the corner used to be a variety shop. It burnt down years ago.
A variety shop.
A variety shop right here where you see the sign now reads Jackson Street Church.
Yes, sir.
Now on this, and next to that was a rental property. I forget, I have reason to believe that that was the Hayes family that lived in this yellow house. Hmm. That being 931. Okay, and then next to that house was a Dr. J.W. King. He was also a doctor. And then next to that was the Allen family. A fellow named Thomas Allen. And on this side over here at the interstate side, there were apartments and housing.
Mm.
From this point down to Herman Street. And at Herman, this was used to be an auto garage, and just people that worked normal jobs, I would say. And many of them worked in Westmead, Bellmead.
Mm-hmm.
And on this corner, which is the corner of Ireland, there's a grocery store here.
Right here on this corner,
at this corner here. And used to be a grocery store at this area also. So there was a grocery store at these two ends. And there used to be a restaurant right here at the alley. So there was a restaurant at that area. And down here was a fellow named Hibbett. A young lady by the name of Manny Pearl Hibbett, who was a friend of my sister's, and also she had a brother named, they called him Junior Hibbett, I have reason to believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
And on this side was houses. Wow. All of that is where the knife tent and awning taken over and bought most of this property there.
How long have they been here?
They've been here since the foundry. I really don't know the correct date on that, but that used to be the foundry, what we call the foundry. That's where they made stoves mm-hmm. for internationally known, you know,
mm-hmm.
Smith and Burdoff, I think it was called. Smith and Burdoff Foundry. And later, that's where the knife, tent, and awning. Yeah, that's it. That is right. Knife tent on it. They've taken over and remodeled it and has been servicing tents out of there ever since.
Oh, okay.
And just as we look ahead at the top of the railroad there, going down 12th Avenue, just before you get to Joe Johnson,
mm-hmm.
this was to the left, going south, used to be a paper bag company where they made paper bags, and also sack bags, something like the old Weathering Bag Company. And just as before you, as you crossed the railroad, used to be a coal yard. The coal yard was Lofton, Briley, and Cassidy Coal, not Lofton, Briley, and Cassidy, but Lofton, Briley Coal Company.
These places employ black people?
If so, they had what you call the dirty jobs, where you get all the soot, all the dust, whatever it was, basically. The dirtiest of the jobs and the most unhealthy jobs, these were the type of jobs that our working people worked in and had to sacrifice to work to make it better for us, let me say, to try to help us through school and all the other things that we're able to enjoy as of today. And on the other side of that was also part of the foundry. What you see where the brickyard is, that was part of the stove company also, all the way up to the railroad. So they extended from here up to the large railroad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So this is just a view of going south on 12th Avenue North. Obviously covering between the Herman Street and the Jefferson Street exit, going in the other direction. Now what I'm doing now, I'm turning up Herman Street, and all of this was the foundry.
Okay.
Now that were a that was a restaurant right to my right here, which is part of the knife and tent known now. And from this point on was housing.
Wow.
Since that time, these houses have either been deleted, torn down, burned down, or abandoned by someone.
Nice lots right there.
Yeah. Now what we're doing now, we're moving in the area of 14th Avenue North, and we're just entering the Andrew Jackson Court, they call it. Now these apartments was put up about 1937 and all along about 1938.
1937, wow.
Yes, these are the apartments. They are one of the oldest around and one of the first built, and it may be one of the first built for blacks, let me say it that way. I'm not sure on that. But over here, there used to be a coal yard. Now this is the area of old Matthew Walker Health Center.
The old
Matthew Walker Health Center. This is the second location. This is where the new modern building was put up over here. But the original building was at 1105 Jefferson in a little tent.
Oh,
a little trailer in the back of Eskin's Dry Goods. Yeah, that's who it was, Eskin's Dry Goods. It started there and ended up here at 16th and Herman, and the projects here, they've remodeled them several times. It's been a very well-kept and updated housing project.
And those windows look it's about 80-ish or 90-ish.
Yeah. Now, as we move on up the street here on Herman Street, what we're doing now, we're approaching 16th at Herman Street. And what I'll do is I'll turn up Herman Street to 16th. And these are apartments at 16th and Herman. The apartments over here was built by Fisk University, bought those apartments years ago.
Wow.
Those students, they've been remodeled and rebuilt several times. Now, what we're doing now, for those who remember, I'm in the area of Old Pearl High School, the original Pearl High School, I said the North Knife of Pearl High School at 16th and Island Street.
this is the location. As a kid, I attended elementary school here, which have since been torn down.
16th and Ireland.
16th and Ireland,
yes. On this side of the street, right here.
Right here. Yeah, that's where the old Pearl High School was located at one time. Mm-hmm. And Ireland Street, that's still part of the housing unit. And the area over to the left here is where they used to have, on Fridays, they would have dances and parties for the kids in the neighborhood. And we used to come over here and party and dance and have fun with everyone. So basically, this is covering the best I can of a few things that happened. Now, as I drive ahead here, headed north, I'm at Jackson Street at 16th Avenue North. And just as I cross Jackson Street here, after stopping at this stop sign, and to my right was housing.
Right, that was tennis courts are now.
Tennis courts are there now. There used to be a fellow on properties that I'm looking over on the tennis court area now. There used to be a Clute Holt, a Roy Carlew, a George Bledsoe, I'm thinking about Joe Hampton now. His wife, I can't think of that name right now, but they all lived up in this area. And over here is the new home that they built years ago. This was the president's home. Over to my left, that's the president of Fisk University. And so we move on down a little further. We're about to cross over at Phillips Street. Now here at Phillips Street, there are several people that lived in this area who were teachers and doctors. Some of them I've forgotten their name. I remember a Professor Gordon that taught at Tennessee State University, lived through there. I remember Mr. H.E. Thomas, who was the person interested in getting black teachers the same pay as white teachers.
What was his name again?
His name was H.E. Thomas, public school teacher. His wife's name was, they called her, her nickname was Ootsie. She attended Clark Memorial Church, and I remember her. She passed just a few months ago. Yes, but his name was H.E. Thomas, and I recall I was in his class when this taking place, because he used to tell us about how he was having to fight downtown City Hall, and his job may not last long because of what he was doing. Mm. Of course, over here is the, I think that's the Richardson House. I'm looking at that on Fisk University campus. And I'm also looking at Johnson Hall and several other buildings, that including the Fisk University chapels can be seen from this point.
Yeah, I see.
And of course, as we go down a little further here on 16th, what we're going to do is move on down towards Meharry. That is 16th at Meharry Boulevard. We're at the old Boyd House, what they call the Boyd House at Fisk University.
Left.
Yes, on the left. And there were some houses in this area. They have since built several new homes in this area. And this is where the Dedricks lived here. I think her name was Ann Dedrick. She lives here on the corner. She's been a resident in that area. And as you can see, the home of Dr. Nicholas, which is still can be you can see it from this point. And basically, there were just ordinary, regular working, smart, good, everyday working people lived in every house that I've ever been able to pass by.
Mm-hmm.
And I have reason to believe the house that you see going up, it looks so beautiful up there. It may be the Bon Tom's house. No, not Bon Tom.
Yeah.
That's the work, I believe. Freddie, the work family, I believe it is. So let me not verify that. I'm not sure. I have to kind of take a look and see. But basically, this will cover about a 4 or 5 block area, at least a 3 or 4 block area of the North Nightfield area. Now, so what we did was we went from 16th and Jefferson. That is covering the Waukekeke, either what we want to call the
yes.
Cameo Plaza, and we covered Jetty's Barbershop, and we covered the Fire Hall at 12th and Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there was a Shulman's Pharmacy, and Dr. Vassar, and Dr. Will Hambrick, and numerous of other distinguished people that lived in these areas in and around Nightfield on the north side in this particular block.
This helps me out a lot because it, for one thing, it tells me what I'm looking at when I ride through here, but also it gives me a little bit of insight into what the entire neighborhood might have looked like had not the interstate come through. Yeah, this helps out a lot because I wanted to start actually at this end and just slowly, you know, as time progresses, just work my way.
Yeah, well, what I'll do, if you want to, we can go a few more minutes or either come back at another time. We'll just take another section.
Let's do it another time because I don't like to impose on people for no more than an hour. But this is very helpful. Okay. End of interview.